We're reacting to the breaking news this morning that the Rocket Classic, this will be the final year of the PGA Tour stop in Detroit, which is, it's too bad. I mean, look, there were people skeptical that it would work all along, and that doesn't mean that we here weren't rooting for it. Anything that is, you know, events here in Detroit, even if they're not your thing, it's cool, man. It's really, really cool to have a tour stop here. And having gone, and again, I'm not a great representative of what is a great fan event, because anytime I'm a fan, it doesn't matter. I'm excited just to be able to not have any real work responsibilities at a sporting event. I love it. But Stephen Akar writes in, they discontinued the senior tour years ago at TPC Dearborn. Unnamed Texter, is another LPG event in Grand Rapids. Unnamed Texter, when I worked at Rocket 5 years ago, I worked the Rocket Classic every year, and it was my favorite perk I've ever had. Such an awesome experience to work, and was a huge benefit to the people of Detroit. We're asking, why can't this state consistently have a PGA Tour event when golf is so popular? I just looked it up. We have the third most golf courses in any state in the country, and we obviously, as far as landmass are concerned, not the biggest state. Unnamed Texter, LIV Golf did not do the Rocket Classic any favors as far as attracting named golfers.
No, it took away a bunch of
more reason to hate LIV.
There you go.
The Buick Open had to leave due to GM's bankruptcy. Buick had to pull its sponsorship, so other circumstances caused that. That's from Ron and Grand Blank. Yeah, nobody picked up the sponsorship, though. No, it's not surprising. Michigan is mostly public golf. On the East Coast, is dominated by private clubs, writes an Unnamed Texter.
There's plenty of private clubs here.
Yeah. Scott says, somehow there has to be at least one golf tournament here. This is Michigan, damn it. We love golf. Well, there are LPGA events and senior event. Next text, problem with attracting and maintaining PGA golf events in Michigan is the lack of Fortune 500 companies for sponsorships. Jim writes in, good morning, guys. I really think they price people out of these events. You have to pick and choose. I can no longer afford all of them. I went to the NASCAR race this past weekend, and they charge $148 per person to walk on the track, plus $100 for tickets. It's gotten out of hand. That's from Jim. I got to tell you, I actually don't think the Rocket Classic is that expensive. I might be wrong, but I don't remember tickets being exorbitant. Thursday tickets, I just quick Google search. Thursday tickets, $31.30. Friday's $48. Saturday and Sunday starts at $58 a day. I mean, that's just a grounds ticket to get in, and that's the get-in fee. If you want anything else, it's obviously going to cost more. But that pricing isn't terrible, is it?
No, it's not terrible. I think that the world of golf is going through a transition right now, because you're having LIV dismantle before our eyes. Oh. And they're trying to, but they're trying to figure out a way. Now the PGA Tour is going to try to figure out a way. Okay, how do we integrate the best golfers, bring some of these golfers back into our tour, make it fair for everybody, come up with a schedule that works, and spit it out? Because there's, you know, rumors of different plans throughout, but it's one that maybe in the long run benefits Detroit, because Detroit is a major market and they want to play in major markets. And because the tournament has been run well here, I think it bodes well. It's just, I think there were a lot of things that went against it. The timing went against it on the calendar is probably number one. And if you're not able to attract the big golfers, and then you see attendance drop over the last couple of years because the big name golfers aren't there, that's an issue. It's an issue. And you know, when they didn't get the extra money to be a signature event, that really hurt things. Because if you're not getting that, then you're looked at as a lesser event. And, you know, golfers don't want to play in lesser events. They want to play for the big money.
More feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox. The Detroit stigma always prevents things from, and then this period. The Detroit stigma always prevents things from. It's unfortunate, but it's like that for a long time. There were some sentences that did not get finished there. I think a lot of courses in Michigan are not set up to handle large crowds. Well, that's true. Like, if you think of, I can't imagine, if you think of the resort golf that people play up north, or some of the more beautiful courses up north, drop in 25,000, 30,000 people. Where are they staying? Like, well, I mean, what are they? How are they getting around?
I mean, if you look at Southeast Michigan, if you want to, it might have to be at some country clubs, right? I mean, we know that Oakland Hills has hosted a bunch of events, you know, U.S. Opens and Ryder Cups and things like that, the big events. Is it a stretch to think that they would be involved in some other PGA Tour event at some point? Probably not a yearly thing. I don't know if Oakland Hills wants any of that, but it could be. Franklin Hills is an amazing course. It's just down the road, you know, from Oakland Hills. There's several courses in Southeast Michigan, private courses that are unbelievable. And the thing about getting people to the event, it's you're having to bus people to the event. It's not like it's a stadium where you could everybody go to the Silverdome Park, you know, and walk into the stadium and you got your event. It's a country club, you know, it's different. So you have to be bussed in, or you have to have some kind of parking availability real close. And it's, you're not just counting on people from the state to be in attendance. There are people that come from all over the country. You have to have the hotel space. And I think the city of Detroit and Metro Detroit itself has gotten better in that regard, but I guess we're still going to be years away from landing another PGA Tour event.
Here's an interesting criticism from Debt313 on Twitch. The worst part was the setup around the 18th hole. All the normal people could do was stand 150 yards from the hole in the fairway. It was so dumb how there was only a tiny section to stand around the green because of how the stands they built around the hole. I think there's some validity to that.
I just got a text from Stoney.
Yeah.
It's an interesting text. He says,
wait, does he have a shirt on? Is there a picture involved or a video?
No picture. Okay. He says, get Ishbia to make Gilbert look bad and have his mortgage company take over.
Well, I would imagine that they tried to find other sponsorship.
Sure. I think they probably, but now that it's known that they're not, can somebody else step up? I mean, we know that there are plenty of billionaires. Will
somebody
around.
Swoop in and save it?
Does Tom Gores want to, you know, sponsor something?
248-539-9797. Well, it's too bad. More feedback. We like to play rather than watch. It's from an unnamed texter. Last year, the Rocket Classic actually gave really good ticket price discounts. That's from another unnamed texter. Unnamed texter, Michigan doesn't hold golf tournaments because of multiple reasons. First reason is logistics. Second reason is following the crowd size. Third reason is setup, all the tents and supporting plumbing and electrical. Let's go to Kevin in Wixom here on 97.1. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Kev?
I guess I'm sitting here wondering, the membership at the club just spent a ton of dough to update the course, and I'm wondering if we're going to hear some backlash from them coming up here pretty quick, because that could not have been inexpensive for them to do. And now with no tournament there, I wonder if they're going to be feeling a little, you know, buyer's remorse for doing the remodel.
Maybe. I mean, I know that some members at clubs, they take it personally that they even have a tournament, because it means that there's like a month that you're not able to play, because of all the time it takes to set up the event. So basically what's been, if they're being assessed to improve the course, well, they're the ones that get the benefit from the course being improved.
Yeah, but would they have done that? I mean, that's millions of dollars.
No, I can't imagine anybody's going to be happy when you're slapped with an assessment. Who knows what the assessment was, but when you're hit with that, that's, you know, that's a lot of money to shell out, and then if the tournament goes away, at least they get the benefit from it. But did they want to in the first place is a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Yeah. It feels like probably wasted money.
I guess that was my point, Doug.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, too bad.
But, you know, maybe they had the conversation ahead of time saying, hey, if this tournament goes away, is this something we still want to do? Maybe they had that one.
Yeah. Kevin, thank you. Joe is in Milford next. Hi, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
This is obviously spitballing speculation, but the CMO that set up Casey, the golf event through Rocket, left, is now at MGM as their CMO. I wouldn't be surprised if MGM slides into that slot.
Casey Hervis?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was his event. He basically, you know, got set up and did everything. I could just see him pulling that off. MGM's in Detroit. I could see something like that happening. Obviously, I'm spitballing it, but I could see that happening. And then also with LIV going away, it actually is a good thing for MGM because of the fact that they're not going to have competition of another professional tournament in Plymouth in the area. Mm-hmm. And I think there's some opportunity there to kind of relook at why you would want to sponsor that event in Detroit.
Well, I hope that this news isn't final. And it's a good point, Joe. Text from a listener, Mike. Is it true that the Rocket Classic is moving to Hammond? It is not. It's Carson Anderson. Open lines 248-539-9797.
Hey, never know.
You never do know. We'll get to that a little bit next hour because I drove through downtown Hammond on my way to Chicago. But Tiger game, I don't know. Is this a big game tonight? Are these big games? These games matter all of a sudden? Are people?
Yeah.
He's just checking to see. Are you checking to see? Just check and see.
What are they doing tonight?
Tiger game starts. Are you like, check and see?
Troy Melton.
It's been really good. We'll talk some Tigers coming up at 10:50. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.